A few years ago, green bottles started washing up on the New England coast. Each one contained a message from Ken Baker. He's a crane operator who lives in the Massachusetts town of Scituate. Reporter Daniel Gross recently visited him and sent us this message in a bottle.
The journey of Ken Baker's bottles starts in his basement.
Yeah, we can take these upstairs. We'll grab the cork or two.
In 2012, Ken's wife bought some San Pellegrino water bottles.
I used to clean them and wash them, and I used to put them on my fence posts outside. Like I said, I think my neighbors thought I was a raging alcoholic for a while.
The green glass reminded him of pirates and castaways. So he and his kids rolled up messages inside, just a few lines, to toss off the local breakwater.
That's the end of the breakwater there.
So you walk out here?
Yeah, I usually, just hop up here and run down the seawall. Sometimes I get down here and you almost gotta time the waves so you don't get wet.
After the first batch of bottles, Ken started hearing from strangers.
My name's Rachel Collard. We went to our favorite beach. We always try and pick up a little trash. So we would have picked that bottle up anyway. But Chris said, oh my God, there's a message in there.
Ken's gotten emails from a kindergarten teacher, a National Guardsman, a marine biologist. Some bottles washed up on Cape Cod, 50 miles east. Two ended up in New York, and one even made it to New Brunswick in Canada. In all, he's thrown 223 bottles.
Had a hard time finding a map that goes all the way from like Canada to Long Island to put pins in.
Ken's going to need an even bigger map.
On July 25th, 2014, I threw bottle number 79. And that's the one that made it to Cullenstown, Ireland.
It was January the 2nd. The kids went beachcombing.
That is Cullum O'Grady, automotive technician. His son and nephew recently found one of Ken's bottles and ended up on the cover of the local newspaper.
Message in a bottle after 3,000 miles. Two extra teenagers made a remarkable discovery on a local beach. The message inside was written by Ken and Suzanne Baker from Scituate, Massachusetts, which is often referred to as the most Irish town in America.
Ken and Suzanne are both Irish-American.
The bottle went home, I guess.
And Cullum is kind of a kindred spirit. The ocean is his nearest neighbor.
I can hear the sea lapping off the shore here. When I look out now, there's 11 miles of coastline, and that's where I came in.
He's old-fashioned and recently bought his first smartphone.
Since I've had that, I've sent 2 emails in my life. 2. That's all I've ever said.
Email number 3 went to Ken Baker. And Ken says it has since become the first of many. They're pen pals now. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Gross.